Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's up? No free podcast today. In its place, I've got an old episode from Patreon when Ben Glaze and I did one of two episodes that exist of Who Are These Justins? Featuring radio's biggest shithead, former Freebeer and Hot Wings host, Justin What's-His-Fuck. Doesn't even matter. Assholes out of radio. And so here's how Justin sounded doing a podcast. Ben and I reviewed it. It's lifted off of my Patreon where you can sign up free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try not to puke when you listen to this jackass.
No! Oh, yeah.
No!
No, 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 no!
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 No,
no, no!
No!
No, 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 no,
no!
No!
Please, would be nice.
Never before has such a kick-ass intro been so mismatched with what is actually being created by Justin Nettlebeck in his very first No Please podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, I want to get right to a couple of things that kind of sum up the show for me.
Okay.
On Who Are These Justins? And one of the things that I was able to pick up on was this man has an extremely wet mouth.
Oh, no.
Did you notice how he's always like...
You would think he would find a way to edit that out.
Well,
Well, I guess unless it's while he's talking.
No, no, it isn't. It's at,
oh, really?
It's and considering that we'll touch on how he over-edits his show
right.
So dramatically. Now, what I've done is in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the No Please podcast,
yeah,
I lifted out just snaps and bubbles and cricks and cracks of the spit on his mouth and his lips, and then I amplified it. Now, I describe this as Justin's wet pussy, sloppy wet pussy sounds.
Nice.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no. That is raunchy.
All I did was amplified it. Nothing.
Right.
And then edited them together.
Yeah.
Some had breaths. I didn't include those. I only include the.
it's like a cow eating grass.
Or like in The Walking Dead when the zombies.
Oh, yeah.
They find them like eating a child or something.
Wow.
So there's that. And then the other thing is what stood out to me that I want to play the whole supercut now, and then we'll work backwards on some of the other content in his show.
Okay.
Is his Joker laughs.
Oh yeah.
This is from one 30 minute episode. I didn't even include all of them.
ick.
That was one of the things that stood out to me too. It's like, well, some of the stuff that he's laughing at doesn't seem like it's supposed to be funny.
Correct. And he kind of loosens up a little bit in the episode later and starts to really let the jokes fly. And so like when he's reviewing reviewing the story about the guy who got busted with a crack pipe, the councilman. And when he's talking about this, that, and the other thing, he'll like make up some, it sounds like he's doing stand-up, really bad stand-up. Like,
okay.
First like time open micer stand-up. And then he throws in, he'll actually edit in laughs. He'll do the joke.
And then
he's like, oh no, I got to put a laugh in there. So he'll go, rolling action. And he'll go, ha 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 ha. And then he'll edit it out and then put it in there.
Right. It's like canned laugh for a sitcom.
Yes. Like, oh, I got to let everybody know that that's funny. So here comes my laugh. And it's really, really off putting. Let me turn to you because I want to go right to your clips, Ben, and then you do your three and then I'll do mine. And cause mine kind of go in order that I picked them up, you know?
All right. These aren't from the first, the first episode. These are from a different one.
Okay.
Like the first one is him talking about his old co-host Allie from Q101 in Chicago.
Okay.
You'll get why I lifted the clip. The three have a similar theme.
Clip one.
Many people don't know this. Allie is not a crap talker. Allie does not talk smack, not even just to be funny. Like, that's not where Allie's humor is. Allie is hilarious. But her humor is not in poking fun at herself or others. So I wouldn't be surprised if Allie does join us.
Right there.
That is going on, that nervous, odd kind
laughter.
Of out of the blue. And what I parked on, what seemed to be a thing that I witnessed many times was,
yeah,
everything, every word is the most important thing that has ever been said.
So true.
So dramatic. Everything's like, oh my God. fucking A. Wow. All right.
The next one, he's answering a question after supposedly spilling some tea about Q101.
Okay. In case you don't know, that is the radio station he used to work at after he left Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Question comes from Samantha Ray. What up, Samantha? She writes, I'd like to know how you got to Q101. That is a great question. And I love how it's breaking it up from all like the drama, right? For the Boston Tea Party that just happened.
What? That was it. That was that inserted laugh feel.
It was. You know? And then I didn't notice that it was, like you said, inserted until just now where you can hear the edit.
Yeah. And he knows how to edit. I mean, it's sloppy. I mean, like a child could do this.
Question comes from Samantha Ray. What up, Samantha? She writes, I'd like to know how you got to Q101. That is a great question. And I love how it's breaking it up from all like the drama, right? From the Boston Tea Party that just happened.
Whoa. Yeah. That just sounds so unnatural.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What else you got?
The last one is a clip about what must have been an awkward lunch with Free Beer.
And I told him that I kind of wanted to look for other jobs. And at the time, I don't think I did a very good job of communicating why. I think I was coming across very selfish because here was a guy who gave me the opportunity of a lifetime.
Which is a goddamn miracle.
Right.
Clearly, Greg is terrible at evaluating talent. This guy sucks cock.
Well, hell, I was number two after Justin. At least that's what I was told.
Oh, okay. Like,
so, terrible at picking talent.
Well, no, bullshit. Because you would have been so much better in that role than him.
I would like to think so. So yeah,
without a doubt. I'll never forget the first time I actually heard him on the radio on his first day. First day. But so you never can tell. But the lack of timing that I heard and the struggles right off the bat, I was like, this is going to be tough. This is going to be very difficult for people to like him. And it's going to be very difficult for him to find his way. And that's, he just doesn't have it. This is the guy who's honest to God. And I don't mean disrespect by this. He thinks he should be up here.
Right.
But I don't know how the fuck he did that. Okay. I haven't picked up on any actual qualities of this dude, anything positive. How the fuck did he get in this position with them and in Chicago? He should be like in goddamn Albuquerque, you know, cleaning the bathrooms at a radio station. I mean, this guy stinks. Holy shit.
And not
one thing
go ahead.
I was gonna say one thing he does have going for him is like old Johnny Walker, who used to be the PD at WGRD.
Yeah.
He would tell me when I was recording to make it sound like you're have a smile on your face. And that it comes across like Justin has that going for him, but that's the only glimmer of hope, I guess.
Oh yeah. He sounds eternally optimistic when he's making up stories and over laughing and poorly editing shit.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that stood out to me was the, though he edited the whole show, it was not live. He still had a way. He still somehow managed to make it sound like fuck. I mean, that's not easy to do, to have time to edit it. And then he had to say, all right, this sounds all right. I got to make it sound shitty. That's what it comes off as to me when I hear it.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Okay. I'm going to start that whole clip again. He's talking to Freebird.
And I told him that I kind of wanted to look for other jobs. And at the time, I don't think I did a very good job of communicating why. I think I was coming across very selfish, because here was a guy who gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. Absolutely. And not only did he give me a great opportunity for a job, a career, but the opportunity to learn every single day from guys who are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit.
That would get to you.
Oh, fuck my ass. The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's who I admire. And looking back, I have some regrets on how I handled things. But I thought at the time I was doing the right thing by communicating. And Greg Grant. Well,
because you told him you were going to get a job?
Right.
Well, boy, what a great communicator. You're telling him you want to get a new job.
Yeah.
What's the other option? Just leaving?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
Did my wishes. He said, yes, absolutely. If that's what you need, if you're looking.
Greg's like, oh, thank God. Thank God. It's like winner, winner, breakup dinner. That fucking commercial.
For another place to work, go for it. But I need you to know that as soon as we leave this lunch, I'm going to look for the person to replace you. And at first I was like, oh yeah, of course. Of course you will. And then on the car ride home, it all started to sink in. I was like, damn, dude. It's like he was waiting to dump me.
Oh, there it is.
It's like he was like, yes, finally.
Yeah, probably
fired this guy. Don't have to pay him unemployment. It's not our problem anymore. He dipped on his own.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. You're right. You know why? Because he was probably sick of hearing things like this.
Yeah, and that's when the search for Kelly began. Oh, God. That's so moist.
Yeah. You like that? You like that? Yeah. You like that?
Goodness.
Okay, Ben, I don't know how we're going to get through all this. I have so much shit.
Okay. That's good.
Justin talking why you need to sign up for Patreon.
The Patreon is also where I'll get a lot more loose-lipped about things. I'll probably share things that'll get me in trouble. And there's no reason, no sense to risk it all for free. Yep. Are you kidding me? I have a lot to say. I haven't said anything. And I'm going to pop off. But I'm going to have to put it behind a Patreon to protect myself and to be smart.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing that wet mouth there.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can hear the wet mouth. And oh, yeah. That's so smart. So I'll say things that can get me in trouble behind a paywall, and then I'm protected. I don't think he knows how things work. It doesn't matter if it's me. A paywall doesn't mean you're immune from slander, you fucking idiot. Oh, fuck.
Anybody can lift the audio.
Yes. I didn't go so far as to sign up for his Patreon because, Ben, I had to really power through this just to get through the one episode. I mean, I felt like I went 10 rounds with the champ after 30 minutes of this show. It was so bad. Fuck me. In this clip, it was interesting because it's he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Okay.
So excited to podcast / podcasting is for losers.
Oh.
It's so awesome to be here. It's so crazy. This is just amazing. I have thought about this day since April 21st, every single moment of every single day. I have been dying to get back on this microphone. I was so turned off by the idea of starting a podcast or a Patreon. I think I let my ego get in the way. Going from Market 3 on a morning show to a podcast, I couldn't fathom that. I was ashamed. I felt like it was going backwards.
Well, it is. There's no question.
Definitely.
You were right.
Yes.
But it's just interesting. It's like, I am so excited. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this day. It's here. Yay. I mean, the whole thing is so much over enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to smack the fuck out of this guy. Oh, God damn.
You'll get a wet hand if you do that.
Over the top dramatics about Justin's quote unquote addiction to radio.
Oh,
and his sacrifice. I sacrificed it all for radio.
But I sacrificed my entire life for radio. I loved it. I found an outlet. I found something that, you know,
sacrificed your life for radio. What kind of idiot would do that?
Right.
Growing up with ADHD and ADD.
And by the way, the first like 8 seconds of that, listen to how creamy his mouth is.
Oh, yeah.
But I sacrificed my entire life for radio. I loved it. I found an outlet. I found something that, you know, growing up with ADHD and ADD and being put on all these medications as a kid and never being truly
Who isn't on medicine?
Understood.
Right? It always drives me crazy when people really lean into their, oh, man. Yeah. But I overcame because my brain's fucked up.
And then somehow, about 18, 19, running into stand-up comedy and then naturally finding podcasting, which led me to radio, I was able to finally find myself and have this outlet. Well, I became addicted to that outlet. It became my...
Okay, all the overstating he's doing of something so mundane as doing shitty production work.
Right.
This is a very arrogant, egotistical person who masks it with this enthusiasm and... you can do it type attitude.
Right.
It's annoying.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Everything became my identity. I loved it. I loved the outcome. I love so much creating something and then bringing it to the audience and having the audience react to it. It just filled me full of love, joy. And it almost like, I'm not saying this is healthy, but I feel like it was healing for me. So healing, which makes it so obvious that I need therapy.
Oh, no. God damn it.
That laugh.
Now, you and I picked up on how he edits this thing.
Right.
Okay. So if I'm talking, breathing, emphasizing certain things, the way you and I speak.
Yeah.
It's normal. It's the way people talk.
Right.
I edited my own words to make it sound how he edits his podcast.
Okay.
This is me. If I'm overly concerned with how my podcast sounds, I would over-edit it. I would take out all the pauses. It would sound unnatural to the average person. They wouldn't be able to put a finger on it until they really, like, thought about it. But they'd realize that what they're hearing sounds like a bunch of blurted out sentences smashed together to make one big giant sentence.
Should have added some weird laugh at the end of that.
Justin starts rolling though on the jokes.
Oh, nice. I'm ready.
This all stems to us from him wanting to get out. Okay. He just got fired. He talked about, I want to go out and see the world. I've never seen the world. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to hit the open road. And then I guess he went to like Tennessee.
Okay.
So he's talking about that. And this is his first really, go at a joke.
April 21st, 2023. Whew. My life changed and I needed to find myself. So I did something I always wanted to do. A threesome. Me, my girl, and her car. Ah, not the threesome you were thinking, huh? Not the threesome I really wanted either. I went on a road trip.
Oh, boy. Laughing at his own jokes.
And they're not even good jokes.
You were right about the open mic. This is what it sounds like.
Yes. I've got plenty more of those. I hope I can get through all of this. It's just ridiculous. Okay. He starts to tell this story about him going, driving through Tennessee and he goes to like a roadside flea market or some shit. Okay. And then more of the jokes, more of the storytelling. This is also an example, this whole story, of when he's making shit up and it's obvious. It's not true. It didn't go down the way he's saying, because it just seems so unbelievable. And he's not good at telling those stories. They're right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We get out of the car. Right next to us is a smart car. There was bumper stickers on the car that said, "We don't look, we just shoot." Hmm? What? You Stevie Wonder it?
What? Nice sound effect.
Justin noticed, according to him, that all the women there had pistols.
Okay.
I thought I was king until I noticed that every single woman there was strapped. I guess I should probably be clear when I say women were strapped.
So this is the direction we're going. He's, you know, because they could have strap-on dildos, Ben. You get it?
That's true, yeah. Just walking out in broad daylight with dildos. Yeah, I get it.
Justin expects the audience to believe, then, Ben, that he decided to walk up to some lady and say, "Hey, you're a woman with a gun. How come your man here isn't carrying the gun?"
Wow. All
that's right. That's what. Now, does that sound like something that someone would do?
Hell no.
Of course not. Because it's not fucking true.
Right.
No, women were carrying guns and they're on the outside, right? Because they had to like show them. Wild. It was wild. And then
wild.
My brain, because I'm so curious, I wanted to know why the husbands weren't carrying the guns, but the wives were carrying the guns. So I did the unthinkable. I did the dumbest thing ever. I asked. I go, "Why are you carrying the gun?" "Well, he's got felonies." "Oh, damn. Should have known that."
What a crock of shit. This is what would piss the audience off on the Figuring Out Wings show when this guy would do these stories. Because he's, like I said, whether it happened or not doesn't matter. He can't tell the story. He sucks at it.
Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, "How did you think of this amazing, awesome gift?" Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
And it seems fake. So then his co-hosts are looking at him and blinking, and they're like, "Jesus Christ, this is bullshit." I mean, just hearing that story, I wish the lady pulled out the gun and shot him so that I wouldn't have to hear this fucking show anymore.
The audience created a Justin storytelling generator because of how outlandish his stories were on there, that they would just make up shit and it sounded like an actual Justin story.
I thought that was great when they did that. I remember hearing that. It was very funny that the audience did that. And coincidentally, someone just did one for Kelly too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, that was fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was really funny. But I'm pretty sure they won't ever reference that.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, it would be hurt feelings.
Yes.
Can't have that.
No.
All right. Justin is grateful, though, because as it seems, seeing poor loser people happy makes him grateful or something like that.
So as I'm walking through and I'm checking out these people selling half-drawn coloring books, and I'm having a moment. I'm having a moment where I'm feeling blessed. Here I am, a situation where I don't have a job anymore. The first time in my life, I'm not working. Zero money coming in. Oh, the stresses of it. But now I find myself walking through an outdoor swap meet in East Tennessee where this is the situation of these people's lives every single day. And you know what I saw? I saw a smile on their faces. They were happy.
And they saw spit on your lips, too.
Right, the light spittle in the corner of your mouth.
Just the idea that he's trying to perpetuate the idea that, hey, I was so grateful because I saw losers and they were happy. So I should be happy.
Yeah.
That just sounds ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdo bullshit story from the flea market. Okay. So he's walking along. There's some little kid that wants a toy.
Okay. All right.
And the kid says, hey, mom, can I have this? Or hey, can I have that toy? And the woman that he's with says, absolutely, you can have the toy. And then the kid hugs the lady's leg. Now, Justin thinks that's his mom. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I really don't know how to explain what else happened. So I'm just going to play these clips in order.
Okay.
You can get that if you want it. He grabbed her leg and hugged it so tight. And he said, you're the best mom ever. And when he said that, I quickly realized that this woman may not be old enough to really be his mother. Maybe she's 18, maybe 19, but she's not his mom. Well, or is she? So when he grabbed her leg and he hugged it like she was gonna leave for a pack of cigarettes and some milk and never come back, the woman looked down at him, touched his head and said, I'm not your mom.
Okay. He is expecting you, Ben, me, Eric, and whoever's hearing this to believe that at this moment, the kid is going to find out that the little kid is going to find out that his mom is also his sister.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's suggesting here, I think. But again, he sucks dick at telling anything. So I struggle. Here's the next clip.
Now I'm intrigued. I'm in it. I'm not even pretending that I'm not paying attention or eavesdropping. I am all in. Even though I'm now about 7 to 10 feet away, you might as well give me binoculars because I'm peeping Tom. I am all up in their business.
Seems so fucking phony. The phony level of exaggeration and melodramatics, it's not normal.
Do you think this stuff is written out? Because at some points, it sounds like he's reading.
I think what he's doing is he's thinking of the story. He may not have it written down. He's thinking the lines, the elements of them, and then stops recording and pieces it all together to make one 30-minute show.
Ah, I see. Okay? That makes sense.
So I don't think it's not cohesive enough to actually be a story.
Right.
And he's... retarded enough that he thinks it's good. So that's what you have here. There's more to that story.
Keeping calm. I am all up in their business. I'm not your mom. And that's when the dad, who's like 40 something, said the unthinkable. Little boy goes, thank you. You're the best mom ever. Woman goes, I'm not your mom. Then dad goes, that's your sister.
What?
Right.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I'm throwing stones. Yeah, in a glass house, because, you know, I have a cousin brother. But it was awesome to see someone else have a mom sister.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta, if he keeps doing this, he needs to stop the laughter, the inserted laughter.
Yeah. Oh, big time. And I just got an email from a dude saying he talked to Justin today. I guess he's
okay.
Tight with him. He listens to both shows. He might be listening right now. His name is Nick. He goes, oh yeah, just talked to Justin. He didn't get your email. I was like, well, wait a minute here. First of all, it's too late. I've just put in 3 hours of ripping this show a new asshole. So I'm going through with it. I don't give a fuck.
Email to him. I said, try to get him on your show.
Well, I sent him a Facebook message and I sent him an email directly to the email that he provided. And he's okay. Like, oh, I didn't get it. So I don't even give a fuck anymore because it's too late.
Right.
He's out of the bottle. I can't talk to him now after destroying him and pulverizing his asshole we're doing right now.
Right. Just wouldn't make sense.
Yes. Justin says that God put him into this spot. Okay. This is yet another overstatement, over dramatizing things. Yeah. And it's just strange.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. More background. God made him pull over and see the poor people. God made him do that to teach him a lesson.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day, to walk away with these life lessons. I feel richer. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't mean rich.
Life lessons? What right. life lesson did we get here besides rinse your mouth out with fucking mouthwash maybe before you leave the house? What is the life lesson?
Is it that he's better than other people?
I'm really not.
Yeah. I think that's what he's getting at, Ben.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day, to walk away with these life lessons. I feel richer. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't mean rich like wealth, because I'm not. I'm really not. I'm a month away from joining those people in East Tennessee selling garbage from the ditch. I truly am. Support the Patreon.
I think it is that he's better than those people. That's the takeaway. Yeah.
Well, that's what I wrote for clip 16. Seeing those losers, as he puts it, motivated him.
Kind of what I learned from that experience. But I was so excited and so motivated to get back to Chicago and get back to work on the No Please podcast. Opening up your messages and your emails and seeing your comments just touched me so much. And it really motivated me to get back at this. I need you guys so much. I learned some very valuable lessons about myself, about the world, about life. And I'm just so thankful to be here. I miss laughing with y'all. So let's get into the show.
Okay. That last line. Geez. Let's get into the show. The show's 30 minutes long. At that point, I was 16 minutes into it.
Damn.
I think the show's started, Justin.
Right.
And you haven't really said one fucking thing other than, I'm so happy. You're so great. And I love you. And God bless you. And all that other bullfuck. He hasn't done anything entertaining other than over edit, smack his fucking lips and,
and overlap
and all that other shit.
Yeah,
come on, you little fucker, do something. All right, moving on. I only have a handful of clips more, but he actually jumps into another part of the show where there's a story about some guy in the Northeast is a councilman got pulled over, and he was sound asleep behind the wheel and the engine running, and he's got a crack pipe in his hand. He's going to talk about it. He's going to play some audio from the news. All right, let's get into it, as he says.
Yes.
And then he's talking about the guy, and he sees the guy still wearing his sunglasses, and that leads to a Justin Gold, Comedy Gold tangent about sunglasses.
It's weird how a pair of sunglasses can say a lot about somebody, right? Right now, what is the very first thought that comes to mind when you think of somebody with white frame sunglasses? Go.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Somebody who's got UV protection. He starts to play the news story.
Okay.
You hear the audio. It plays for 2 seconds and he starts cracking up, but he inserted the laugh in himself because I can hear the edit. And I don't know what the fuck he's laughing at.
Let's get into the story.
When a city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his hand.
Oh, no.
I didn't edit that.
Oh, really?
And that was two different laugh tempos.
Yeah.
Kind of thrown in there. You can hear there's, he does the first ha ha, and then it changes, and the ambient level of the sound is different.
Let's get into the story.
But a city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his hand.
Wow. That is so strange. It's like it's like he mished two yes. laughs together.
All right, I think I might have mislabeled these. So this one says cut 20. A closer look of editing in his laughs.
I have never slept like that. I mean, damn. Who needs Lunesta when you got yourself some crack? The news anchor.
Okay. Wait, was that?
I didn't add it. I didn't do anything to that. That's the way it showed up on the show. He's making a crack about, it was some joke about, hey, who needs Lunesta when you smoke crack? And then he edited all that together that way. I didn't do anything.
I have never slept like that. I mean, damn. Who needs Lunesta when you got yourself some crack? The news anchor.
Oh, that's so clunky.
Oh, fuck me.
Wow.
Never. All right. That is unacceptable. That's fucking sinful.
That might be the worst one.
Now, this is the moment when I felt all four wheels fell off. Okay. It's a longer clip, but at this point, there's so much that happens here that the next incident goes down or the next problem with this happens. And then I've already forgotten about the previous one. So strap yourself in for this clip as he's continuing on with this same fucking story.
The news anchor. Did you hear him? He's really giving it the extra juice. I don't know if he's using this for a demo to try to get to a bigger market, but he loves throwing shade at this guy. Listen to this again.
A city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his...
Maybe it's just the way that he says crack pipe. Maybe that's what made me laugh.
Okay, he's parking on something that is not funny.
No, not at all.
He thinks because the newsman says a councilman who got pulled over for a crack pipe, that is the thing that's triggering this bit, this big emotional outburst of laughter, when no one in their right mind would suspect anything funny about what we just heard.
Correct.
God damn it.
The news anchor. Did you hear him? He's really giving it the extra juice. I don't know if he's using this for a demo to try to get to a bigger market, but he loves throwing shade at this guy. Listen to this again.
A city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his...
Maybe it's just the way that he says crack pipe. Maybe that's what made me laugh. Crack pipe.
Crack pipe in his hand.
Oh, my. He had a crack pipe in his hand.
Is he what high?
Yeah. Okay. Now I paused it just so that we can breathe a little.
Yeah.
But that's what he's dying over that.
Oh yeah.
And I have a drop for this. But of course, the drop's not working. That's so frustrating because the drop machine was working. It was perfect. I have so many great drops. I can't wait to bring drops back into the show. I have a drop that almost got me fired. I want to play it. Play. It won't play. Anyway, I can't wait to get that drop to play.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. So did he just stop editing the show? Because you can take that out.
Yeah, exactly. Or edit the drop in.
Or throw yourself out of a 20-story building.
Right.
That whole
crack pipe in his hand.
He had a crack pipe in his hand.
So unnerving to me.
Yeah.
Fuck. Another knee slapper about the crack smoker.
I should add that he is smoking crack safely. He is wearing a seatbelt. Click it or tick it.
Okay. You're a councilman in Cranston smoking crack. What do you think the constituents would say?
You mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say, pass the pipe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, yeah, right. Of course. All the constituents are going to smoke crack with them.
Yeah.
That's the joke. The whole state is your whole city. They're all crack smokers. Get it? Yes. Get it, Ben?
I get it.
Ick, 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 ick.
All right, finally, Ben.
Yeah.
More about the drop machine. Remember, he could have edited this out.
What are they going to say? They're going to say pass the pipe. What they're going to say is Donald Trump's favorite phrase. Ah, the drop machine is broken. Damn it. Timing was perfect. Support the Patreon. Let's get a new drop machine.
Oh. So creamy.
Yes. I think I would rather hear that than any more of him talking. I'd prefer that over more of him.
Right.
Questions, comments. Maureen says, is this a story out of Flint? It sounds familiar. I don't know. The laugh track is being used to fill time and break up monotony, Ryan indicates.
Yeah.
Ryan says, yes, those laughs are most certainly placed in. Linda says, I prefer this unless we're going to critique his show to his face and school him on the art of podcast. Linda also says, I don't even know the point of making this story up. Patrick says he's hard to follow. Chris says these stories are horrid. Oh. Adam wrote a fantastic bit of criticism for his show, and I don't know if I have the ability to pull it up here. I do. Thank God.
Nice.
Adam wrote this. He's listening right now.
Okay.
He listened to this first episode a few weeks ago and he wrote this. This is what I wrote as I was listening to Justin's podcast. This is the first time I have heard him since he abruptly left Free Beer and Hot Wings. I'm typing this as I'm listening, so hopefully this makes sense. In the intro, he sacrificed his entire life for radio. He was married for the first year he was on Free Beer and Hot Wings. Then Mrs. Justin moved back to Washington. He's begging for sponsors. His ego from being on a morning show in Chicago to doing a podcast was a step backwards. He's mansplaining Patreon. He won't give the juicy details on the free podcast, so this is the last time that I will listen to this. At the 7:30 mark, he hints people who have disappeared will appear. Could he be hinting at a possible Joe and Justin reunion? I don't think so.
No.
A lot of fun stuff planned, he says about 9,721 times. Talk about how his life changed on April 21. So he has a girlfriend who's either very rich or a meth head as well. And they went on a road trip. They saw the world by going to Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. He rips on people from East Tennessee's looks and how they all carry guns at an outdoor swap meet. But he notices how they are all happy with their rotted teeth and selling their Happy Meal toys for food. Then he claims some kid had a mom slash sister. He feels richer from this experience and he asked for support on Patreon again at 1420. He claims people reached out to him to continue at least podcasting because no radio station will ever hire him again. That might be a editorialization by Adam.
Right.
He talks about the story about a Rhode Island councilman getting busted with a crack pipe in his hand and while asleep in his car. He laughs when he tells people when he tells us to imagine crackheads. Ugh. Then more laughs, which sounds like they are inserted manually.
Oh, yeah.
This is before we've talked about this.
Right.
More fake laughs. Make it stop. He talks about a drop, which almost got him fired, but he won't play it. I guess his drop machine is broken. 1804, crack sandwiches for lunch? Seriously? And getting weird vibes from a dude who smokes crack. Asked for support on Patreon so he can get a new drop machine again. Claims he dodged crackheads in his youth. Seemed to be on crack during his Free Beer and Hot Wings days. Editorial. Somehow mentions Drake not smoking crack. You know, some rapper from Toronto. Justin finds now former councilman's story inspiring for the following reasons. One, to not smoke crack. Two, if something is wrong, don't let your brain convince you you are worthless or something. You can always grow. Then makes a stupid noise because he mentions his drop machine is broken for the 734th time. And two, support the Patreon. Voicemail. You can call. All right. I didn't get into those. I had heard them. There was a few calls from some people that they sounded very set up and very horrible.
All right.
So Adam was disgusted as well.
Right.
By the whole thing.
A very similar review to what we were talking about.
Yeah. And that did help me. I mean, I heard that. And so I was on the lookout for it. So I did steal some of his thunder, but he's right in those estimates about what that show sounded like.
For sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it right there, Ben, and I'm looking forward to doing this show again, adding to the stable of shows that we do on here. I thank you for your time.
Yes. And how much are you really looking forward to doing it more? How much are you looking forward to actually listening to more of this show?
I will say that of reviewing my own show, that's painful in its own way.
Right.
But this, out of all the things that we've had to listen to, is the most painful.
Right.
I mean, it was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah.
So, but now we're committed. So yes. Hope you enjoyed it. Folks in the live stream, thank you very much. And hope that you will check back again for another edition of Who Are These Justins? Till next time, thank you so much, folks, and we'll talk to you down the road.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.